This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The North Atlantic Treaty Organization said today its members are sending more ships and fighter jets to Eastern Europe in response to Russia's military buildup along its border with Ukraine. Sagar Magani has this from Associated Press.
The plan summarizes moves individual alliance members had already announced, including ships, aircraft, and troop movements to the Baltic Sea area. But issuing the plan under NATO's banner appears aimed at showing the alliance's resolve amid fears Russia's planning to invade Ukraine. Moscow denies it and blames the U.S. and NATO for boosting tensions.
That's Sagar Magani reporting. Speaking in Brussels after talks with the foreign ministers of Finland and Sweden, Alliance Chief Jens Stoltenberg said NATO would always do what is necessary to protect and defend all our allies.
Today, we discussed Russia's continued military buildup in and around Ukraine. The risk of conflict remains real. And we continue to call on Russia to de-escalate and choose the path of diplomacy.
The Irish Foreign Minister, Simon Coveney, says Russia plans to hold war games off his country's coast in a move that is not welcome given heightened tensions and uncertainty over whether Moscow plans to invade Ukraine.
That is in international waters, but it is also part of the exclusive economic zone of Ireland. And so we don't have a power to prevent this happening. But certainly I've made it clear to the Russian ambassador in Ireland that it's not welcome. This isn't a time to increase military activity and tension in the context of what's happening with and in Ukraine at the moment.
This is VOA News. More than 50 Chinese aircraft have flown into Taiwan's air defense identification zone in recent days, marking the sharpest escalation in military sorties since the year began. Sunday saw a record 39 flights enter the ADIZ, followed by 13 more on Monday. Government in Taiwan said the ADIZ is an area of land and sea tracked by Taiwan's military, including the Taiwan Strait and eastern China. Taipei responded to the incursions by scrambling several of its fighters to confront the Chinese warplanes, and the military tracked them on its air defense radar systems. No immediate comment from Beijing. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson faces a week of reckoning over parties at Downing Street during lockdown as civil servant Sue Gray prepares to publish her report. It is thought that Gray will publish her findings this week, although the date is not confirmed. Her findings are expected to come at a time when the Prime Minister also faces charges for an investigation into claims by Conservative MP Nusrat Ghani that one of the reasons given for why she was sacked as a minister in 2020 was because she's Muslim. Political consultant Salma Shah told the Associated Press that these allegations had really shocked Westminster.
This week for Boris Johnson has just become a lot more difficult. Not only are we expecting the Sue Gray report, but obviously there have been news stories this weekend, not just about the alleged blackmail of MPs, about sort of, you know, things that they would be available in their constituency, but also Nusrat Ghani has come out and said that she was basically dismissed from her post as a minister because she was too Muslim. That has really shocked Westminster and I think has become a very serious issue, adding to the pressures that already exist for the Prime Minister on the backbenches.
Johnson also faces allegations that MPs have been blackmailed into supporting the government or face funding withdrawals from their constituencies. Reports out of the West African nation of Burkina Faso say embattled President Rochemark Christian Kabore and members of his government have been detained by mutineering soldiers. New outlets say there are reports of heavy fighting near the presidential palace in the capital of Ouagadougou. Burkina Faso has been embroiled in a conflict with terror groups linked to Al-Qaeda and Islamic State since 2015. Rumors of a coup have been rife for weeks after a military base in the north of the country was overrun by terrorists, killing 49 military members. With the Beijing Games just 2 weeks away, media groups are calling attention to China's record of jailing journalists. In its latest monthly listing of the world's most endangered journalists, the advocacy group One Free Press Coalition, they say that China is the worst offender. This is VOA News, Joe Palca.